Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Entering now on the Wester Hotline is my man, Teron Davenport of ESPN, covering the Tennessee Titans. Teron, good morning to you, my friend.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Hey, no complaints on my end, man. Other than we get a Sunday off, which is very unusual for October and not a bye week, so I won't complain too much. I'm going to get a couple of at least one golf round in the middle of October on a Sunday. That doesn't happen too often here in Buffalo, so I won't complain too much on that front. But you know, there is seemingly, Teron, a lot of questions from Bills fans, sort of wondering what the heck is going on, right? Like, we know the game is now set in stone, at least as long as no additional tests come back positive over the next 2 days. But the Tennessee Titans are going to open their facilities today, that's right?
The facilities are open right now.
So facilities are open. What does that mean for the rest of the team? So they can come back, they can start practicing, they can start their meetings and their preparation for the Bills. But for the most part, Teron, this is a team that's going to be entering game situation without practicing as a team formally for almost 2 weeks. Is there like a concern about conditioning at this point? It's midseason. A lot of these guys miss a couple of days. I wouldn't expect it to really, really affect them. But I mean, with everything going on, I think there is a lot of fans wondering, like, is this going to put the Titans in a tough spot?
Oh, it of course puts them in a tough spot. And yeah, guys, it's week five, right? And guys are in good shape, but you also have to maintain that conditioning, maintain that shape that you're in, and not being there to actually practice. That's a tough thing. And it makes it a lot harder for the players to be in the proper shape that they need to be in. And this is why you have some of the reports about the various workouts that came out. Guys understand that they have to get their work in and to get prepared for a game. So without a doubt, they're in a tough spot. And in addition to that, I mean, you have to go through and visually see the things that are being asked of you to do on game day. And it's not as simple as just watching film and then going out there and playing.
Right.
There's a classroom learning and an on-the-field learning.
So, Teron, with everything obviously that happened this week in the news and on social media, I definitely felt from my perspective that some of the tweets that we got from players responding to some of the reports that they were against protocols, meeting as a team and holding outdoor practices, and I felt that some of the tweets that we saw from players like Roger Saffold and A.J. Brown and a few other players as well, they came off a little disingenuous and they came off a little ignorant a little. And I'm wondering kind of what your take is on that, because I know that won't end up being the story. The story is not going to be the reaction from some of the players. But, you know, part of this story, Teron, is that, you know, they had players test positive, and the league has put protocols in place to try to mitigate the need to move games like we're seeing. Because at the end of the day, Teron, what we're talking about is billions of dollars. I love the idea that we're trying to keep families of players safe and coaches safe. But let's be honest, Teron. At the end of the day, this is about the bottom line for the NFL. And if you're going to hurt the bottom line, if you're going to hurt their money, then that's really where punishment is going to ultimately come down. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are this week about some of the response we saw from players and whether or not you think the league is going to come down pretty hard on this Titans team.
Well, to be honest, I don't know that the tweets and the responses came off as disingenuous, because to their understanding, they weren't violating protocol. Mm-hmm. To their understanding, having the workout on the 30th, wasn't violating protocol. So I think disingenuous is probably, and this is just my opinion, I wouldn't use that word, but at the same time, there are protocols in place. There are things that have to happen in order for this virus to keep from spreading the way it did. We're talking about 23 positive tests in a matter of, 2 weeks, dating back to September 24th. So something went wrong, but I don't think it's up to the players right to know exactly what went wrong. At the same time, I think a lot of this is a rush to judgment. We really don't know. There was an investigation, and it's just typical of what we have in this day and age where you're guilty until proven innocent. And I'm not here to absolve the Titans of any wrongdoing, because I'll be honest with you, that workout was wrong as rain. Mm-hmm. Not because of protocols. I think it was wrong just because of you're in the middle of an outbreak in your facility. But that being said, to their knowledge, they didn't violate protocol. So there's a lot to sort through with this whole thing. And you're 100% right. There is a bottom line here, and the almighty dollar. That's what it's all about with this league. And I think the best example of that was the Chiefs and Patriots still playing on Monday despite a player on both sides testing positive.
Before
they played.
Teron Davenport here on the Wester Hotline from ESPN. Teron, I want to talk a little bit about this Titans game sort of move away from a lot of what, obviously, this is what everyone has had to talk about. It's been a difficult week because football is what we talk, and unfortunately, we really haven't been able to do a lot of that. And, one of the things that I think is most intriguing about this matchup, Teron, is you and I have... you've been on this show for two straight years now. This is something that, the Bills might as well be in the same division as Tennessee. They play a lot, and they tend to be, Teron, pretty important games by the time the end of the season comes around. And, for the last 2 years, you and I have been going back and forth about, is Marcus Mariota the quarterback of the future? Is he going to be done? When are they making the move? And now, you and I are talking about a quarterback that is pretty widely considered on the top half of the league, in some cases the top 10, the way he's been playing over the last year, and the last calendar year anyways. What do you make? I mean, it's going to be hard to know what this Titans team is going to be after the break or after their layoff here, but both teams undefeated, 3-0 versus 4-0. This has got to be, of the last few years, Teron, maybe the most anticipated Bills-Titans matchup that we've seen, considering the last few years have been basically, well, the Titans missed five field goals, Tyrod Taylor was running on, one leg, and there's just been a lot of weird storylines. The one that we haven't had is two undefeated teams that could really be considered some of the best in the AFC.
Right. And I think the big difference this go round is offense. People love seeing that scoreboard have a lot of points on it, and both teams are scoring a lot of points. So it's the sexy style of football, not the ugly backyard fight style that these two teams typically offer. And to be honest, I love that style.
Yep.
I love the strategic one play has such a huge factor in the outcome. I love that type. But at the same time, these are two teams that are just at peak position, and these are two quarterbacks that I think are really playing outstanding football. Ryan Tannehill, he's spreading the football around very well. He's very decisive. You see him throwing the ball into tight windows that most quarterbacks wouldn't. You also see him pushing the ball down the field with tremendous accuracy. He's playing really good football. Statistically, it's okay, right? It's not top-notch, but they have done really well on third downs. They've done really well getting into the red zone. Now, on the other side, you got Josh Allen, who, in my opinion, is an MVP candidate right now. 12 interceptions or 12 touchdowns to one interception is outstanding football. And it's just amazing what happens when you get a number one receiver like the Bills did in getting Stephon Diggs. And that guy right there is ultra dynamic, and he's huge for that passing game. And it's one of those things where a player coming aboard really helped elevate everyone else's play.
Isn't it funny, Teron? I mean, maybe there's no two better examples in football today than Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill about the importance of surrounding your quarterback with competency at the coaching position and the wide receiver position. And I also will make a point. I think both offensive lines are sneaky underrated. They do their job and they don't get a ton of praise. They're not going to show up on PFF's top grades of the week. They're not going to be, you know, the best offensive line unit award, trench trophy at the end of the day. Like, no one's going to be talking about either of these units when they say the best offensive lines in football. Having said that, they do their job and they don't get talked a lot about it. And I guess for me, Teron, the thing that maybe becomes most important is you see Tannehill go from Gase to this system with Arthur Smith. And I'll say this, the Tennessee Titans may not play the sexiest brand of offensive football, but they have a winning formula and they do it the right way. And I think both teams at the end of the day are going to be really good examples of what your quarterback can be if they're surrounded by competent pieces.
Yeah, for sure. And it's really an example that you see in a few teams. And, you know, you see the opposite example in others, right?
Right.
Everybody makes the excuse for Sam Darnold, right? Oh, he doesn't have a Hall of Famer at receiver and the offensive line isn't giving him 10 seconds to throw, so how could he be good? It's interesting, the dynamic, you know. But then you talk about Washington and it's just Dwayne Haskins' fault, and that's it.
Right.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you are right. You're seeing on both sides just an example of how a solid system, comfort, confidence, and really good players around you can make quarterbacks better. And I don't think there are really two better examples than Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill.
Teron, before I let you go, last thing I want to talk to you about is this Titans defense. On paper, man, they're a scary unit. Like, if I was an offensive coordinator, if I'm Brian Daboll, like, the pieces that I see along that defensive line and in that defensive backfield, they're keeping me up at night about how I keep my quarterback upright. Having said that, on paper, the skill is there. And we don't know with COVID in the protocols whether or not a guy like Jeffrey Simmons is going to be available for Tuesday. He was on the COVID list last time I checked. With that all being said, what is it that isn't leading this defense to be as good in the stat sheet as they are on paper?
In my opinion, the problem is the rush defense. And I asked Coach Rabel about that, and he said three things. He said, we're not setting the edge, we're not setting a wall, and we're not swarming. And he said, that's going to be my answer to every single question that we have about run defense. And you see it in games. You look at the Jaguars game in week two, the Vikings game in week three. There were seams right there at the line of scrimmage allowing the running backs to poke through. And sometimes they're able to bounce it outside, and then other times they just simply break a tackle and they're in the second level and they're off and running. So those three things that Coach Rabel mentioned are really the problem. They gave up 226 yards rushing to the Vikings, and I want to say 165 yard rushing to the Jaguars. These are numbers that it's going to be tough to win with that, and that's why their games have been so close. So they can't allow that to continue to happen. That's the issue for the defense. You mentioned Jeffrey Simmons. If, and that's a big if because it's unknown, if he was asymptomatic, there is a chance that he could play on Tuesday. But at the same time, when you look at it, they haven't worked out for he specifically, you know, hasn't been able to do much since his positive test. And then in addition to that, you have other concerns.
Yeah.
You have to make sure the conditioning is right. You have to make sure the cardiovascular health is right. This isn't something that just comes in and you get rid of it like a cold. It can have long-term ramifications. So you have to have a ramp-up period of time. But if he's not playing, that makes things a lot easier for Buffalo because they like to use a NASCAR package with with Simmons and Jadeveon Clowney in the middle, Harold Landry on one side, Vic Beasley on the other, and that's something that has been able to be successful for them when they played the Vikings. So that's a problem. And then on top of that, Christian Fulton may not play. He's in the same boat as Jeffrey Simmons. So there's a lot that could actually change the way this Titans defense looks. So there's either way, Brian Daboll has done an awesome job. I really commend him for how he's used crossing routes and just how he's just used empty sets too. You take Singletary and you put him out and he goes in motion and you run patterns off of that, and they're a tough team to stop. So I don't think they're worried at all about whoever's on the other side of the football. I sense in watching them that arrogance and that confidence to say, you know what, bring what you got. What we have is better, and we're going to show you at the end of the game. That's really the way I feel about Buffalo, especially the offense when watching them.
You know, Teron, before I let you go, this was something I was actually interested in picking your brain on. Last week, I thought the Raiders took a little bit of a Belichick page out of their book. They actually, we watched, after I watched the All-22, I saw them sort of flip-flop their defensive tackles and defensive ends, whether that they started at their position and then looped around during the pass rush, but they essentially put their defensive tackles on the outside, forcing Josh Allen to play from the pocket so Josh Allen couldn't beat them as a runner. And I think we're at the point, Teron, though, where I don't think we can do that with Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's proving that he's elite and can be elite from the pocket, which has got to scare teams because we already know he's elite when he's running the football. How do you balance that if you're a defensive coordinator?
You just have to have a very disciplined pass rush. And you mentioned the stunts. These are things that we have seen happen. And when you have those stunts, the TE stunts, where the tackle loops outside, or he'll crash first and the DN will loop inside, one or the other. You have to make sure that whoever is that looper on the outside is containing, or you have to have another corner blitz to contain. And that's something that the Titans actually did against the Ravens. But more importantly, I think really it's just, like I said, disciplined pass rush. You have to make sure that you're staying in your rushing lanes. You don't want to give up a seam for the quarterback to take off and run. And it really, a guy like Josh Allen makes it tough to play man defense.
Yeah.
Because in man defense, DBs, linebackers, their backs are to the line of scrimmage. So if Josh Allen takes off, he's going to get 5 yards before they know he actually did it. So you have to play more zone, and you have to just maintain that discipline. And most importantly, if you're going to try to contain him in the pocket, you need to get that interior pass rush, because I don't care if it's Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. No one likes that pocket being pushed back into their face, and especially a deep ball thrower like Josh Allen, who likes to really step into his throws and follow through. It's a lot tougher if you're worried about that front leg, that plant leg getting hit, or you're worried about your throwing hand hitting the center or the guard's helmet as you're trying to push the ball down the field.
Teron, man, appreciate your insight as always. Thanks for being available for us. And enjoy your odd, awkward day off tomorrow. I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to watch football like we don't normally get to on Sunday. So I appreciate you, my friend, and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, for sure, man. Appreciate it. You guys take care, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, my friend. Teron Davenport of ESPN, one of the consummate gentlemen and pros in the business. We appreciate his insight as always.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.